Good afternoon. This is KHSU's Del Norte News Team with the North Coast Update.
I'm Lupe Gutierrez.
And I'm Susan Andrews. Last week, a small group of protesters near the fairgrounds here in Crescent City joined the nationwide movement, adding their voices by holding colorful signs and calling out with megaphones to passing motorists in support of the Standing Rock Sioux and their efforts to protect clean water.
And the Yurok Tribe plans to use a $400,000 grant for educational programs designed to teach them their native language and prepare them to teach it to others. A press release from the Health and Human Services Agency's Administration for Children and Families explains that the monies will be used to support site-based educational programs to demonstrate evidence-based strategies that integrate native language and educational services within a specific community. The Del Norte Triplicate cites Monique Richards, public affairs specialist at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, who notes that the funding will help teach students their native language and will eventually offer instruction in other topics in their native language. The funding can additionally be used to aid in certifying native language instructors and teachers. Triplicate reporter Tony Reed writes that the Yurok Tribe of Klamath will use the money to implement instruction in colleges while also expanding to additional elementary schools, and the grant will additionally allow the development of a Yurok language training credential program. For the North Coast Update, I'm Lupe Gutierrez.
About 20 people attended an informal meeting of Smith River residents, law enforcement officials, and county supervisors last Wednesday night. The Triplicate reports that the panel that evening was composed of Sheriff Eric Apperson, District 3 Supervisor Chris Howard, California Highway Patrol Officer John Navarez, District 1 Supervisor Roger Gitlin, and Smith River Neighborhood Watch co-founder Joni Forst. Forst, who is a former Del Norte County deputy and Pelican Bay Corrections Officer and a Smith River resident, moderated the meeting. Issues addressed included, Prior Apperson explains, would be a daunting cost. On the other hand, the sheriff's office has been able to hire more deputies in the past 18 months than in previous years, Apperson explains, while acknowledging that they are still short. There was some discussion around citizens who feel the response time is slow. Apperson said his data shows response time isn't poor and arrests have been made. Triplicate staff writer Tony Reed featured his story about Wednesday's meeting as a two-part article with part two published today. For the North Coast Update, I'm Susan Andrews.
The South Fork Smith River Bridge will close to traffic tomorrow, Wednesday, September 21st, beginning at 8 a.m. and lasting until 5 p.m., with a second closure to occur all day the following week on Thursday, September 29th. The Del Norte Triplicate cited Flatiron Project Manager Ricky Johnson, who said crews have removed about 75% of the old bridge and will have to disassemble the crane, move it across the bridge, and reassemble it in order to complete the removal. The project to replace the bridge began in June of 2015 and is expected to be completed by May of 2017. For information and updates, citizens are advised to call 855-746-4352. For the North Coast Update, I'm Lupe Gutierrez.
And finally, Daylen McCallan, whose parents live here in Crescent City, will be keynote speaker at the 16th annual North Coast Redwood Writers Conference this coming weekend. The conference website indicates McCallan is currently CEO and publisher of Publishing Syndicate, and that she's been a freelance travel writer, author, ghostwriter, and copy editor for more than 25 years. With her husband, Ken, she spent 10 years as a consultant and co-author with Chicken Soup for the Soul books and has ghost written for a former U.S. president and more than 24 corporate founders and CEOs. The theme this year is The Writing Path. Other presenters include Ferndale young adult novelist J. Lynn Bailey, author of The Black Blood Chronicles, Ken McCallan, who has, along with his wife, written national award-winning travel books and has more than 25 books to his name, along with countless magazine articles. Marsha De La O, winner of the 2014 Morton Marcus Poetry Contest, Midge Raymond, author of Forgetting English and My Last Continent, and novelist and short story writer D.L. Snell, whose work has appeared in numerous anthologies, including Kevin J. Anderson's Blood Life series. The conference begins this Friday, September 23rd at 5:30, with registration, panel discussion, and readings by Marsha De La O and Midge Raymond. Workshops and keynote presentation begin at 8:45 Saturday, September 24th, following continued registration and a continental breakfast that begin at 8:15. As in years past, the conference is held on the campus of College of the Redwoods here in Crescent City at 883 West Washington Boulevard. A map and lodging and other information is available at www.ncrwc.org. Registering ahead of time is advisable. For the North Coast Update, I'm Susan Andrews, and that concludes this edition of the North Coast Update, a collaborative effort by KHSU's...